Hilchot Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. It's always difficult when you get to this parsha to try to get a better understanding, a better havonah in Yosef and the Shvatim, and what's the lekach for us. They say over that Rav Velvula from Vilna, the Maggid from Vilna, Rav Velvula, he used to say that when it came to this parsha, it was always difficult. He said, in Bereishis, till he got to this parsha, there was always a klora, a tzaddik and a rosha. So it was easy to talk. Bereishis, you have Odom, you have Kayin and Hevel. It's klora. The havdolah is very easy. Or l'choshech. Noyach, dar mabul, chom. It's clear. And you keep on going. Lech lecho, d'roi loit, mitroi avrom, mitstoim. Everything is clear. Then you have Yishmol and Yitzchok, and you have Yankiv and Esav, Lovin and Yankiv in last week's parasha, and it ends in last week's parasha. Then you have the period of Yaakov and Esav in last week's parasha. Here, all of a sudden, starts a new parasha. Shvatim, Shana Naya, very hard. So I'm going to bring out one nekuda. The emphasis is that the Yesoid comes from Rav Yonis and Eibishitz. But we'll see how it's Meir Einayim in the parasha to get a better havon of what's going on. It's a dakustik in the kuda. Obviously, when there's a machloikis between tzadikei elyon, it's a dakustik azach. It's a dakustik azach. It means it could apply to all of us in our lives. We can be nichshel. So the parasha starts with the words Vayeshiv Yankiv Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. Peladik Chazal, famous difficult Chazal. Rashi brings down as Vosad Inyanov from Vayeshiv. Rashi says Bikesh Yaakov Leishiv Bishalv. Right? Yaakov was Bikesh Leishiv Bishalv. Kofatzel of Rugzei Shel Yes. And then Rashi Zok, he seems to give Musa to Tzadikim. Tzadikim mevakshim leishiv b'shalv. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu loydayin l'tzadikim ma shemesukun lehem loylam habo, elon shemevakshim leishiv b'shalv v'boylam hazeh. So the Alshach HaKadosh, and many of the Mefarshim HaOmid, what does that mean, the shalva? What shalva are we talking about? And what kind of time is it? That's Klo Yankiv Avinu wasn't going to retirement. Right? He wasn't looking to move to 55 plus community, you know, where you could belong to the local health club. Yankiv Avinu, he wanted a Vav Zacharayin. He never had over 20 years and Lovan Arami and Bilbulim and Tiltulim and Mises. He wanted to be able to go back to the Be Yaakov Ishtam Yeshiva Hol. What's the time exactly? Kofat Sol of Ruxa Shol Yosef. It sounds like it was an Oynish. On the one hand, it sounds like it was an Oynish. On the other hand, it's hard to understand how it could be an Oynish. How could it be an Oynish for such a request? But then it seems to be that Rashi is telling us, Chazal telling us, that this is a normal, what Yaakov wanted, it's normal. That's what Tzadikim want. Tzadikim of action. It wasn't just Yaakov. Because Rashi says clearly that this wasn't Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emel. Loi dayin l'tzadikim asher mesukun lehem loy l'mabo. Elo sheim mevakshim leishiv b'shalva boy l'mazeh. That means this wasn't a nusach tafka for Yaakov Avinu. This reflects tzadikim. Tzadikim. Question is this an oynish? Was an oynish for that? It's hard to understand that this should be an oynish. Even though the words of Kofet Zolov sounds like it was an oynish. It almost sounds like without this, who knows? Even though Chazal don't tell us this Bechlal. And Gemara and Shabbos brings down, Lo'ilam al Yishana Odom Ben Ben Abonim, that the Gemara does bring. But it's not found in Chazal, other than this one difficult phrase in the Chazal, that Yosef, that Yaakov Inu had an Oynish because of this. Even this Lashon is Kofatzolov. I want to tell you a different pshat, what it means, Kofatzolov. Doesn't mean it was an Oynish. It's something else. And clearly, Rashi says that this is the Mahalach of Tzadik, Tzadikim of action. Okay. Pasuk gave vital. The pasuk says that v'yischol av as Yosef mikolbonov ki ben zkunim v'osolik sen is pas. So again, on this we have a mefurash chazal. Again, over here you have to also know, is this a criticism to Yaakov? Or is it an observation of chazal? There's a big difference between the two. To criticize one of the others is very hard. Chazal do it, chazal do it. It's definitely out of our realm to criticize chazal, criticize the others. But we have to know, even if that is a criticism of Yaakov Avinu, or it's an observation of Chazal, and I'll explain to you the difference, what I mean with this. Chazal tells us in Masechet Shabbos that lo yilmal yishan odom ben bin abon. Because lulei, if Yaakov Avinu wouldn't have, you know, given Yosef the extra cloth, the extra nice ksenis pasim, the brothers wouldn't have been miskane and fault. Nizgalgul adovah. The whole Yerida L'Mitzrayim. So definitely, without being mimic, it sounds like Yaakov Avinu made a mistake. It sounds like. Sinit azeh. So it's an observation that Chazal are clearly making. For sure. Chazal are saying that L'maisa Nishvotim O'Mekane. Maybe that was the mistake. The mistake was Nishvotim. And perhaps what Chazal are telling us, don't have higher expectation for your sons than the Shvatim had. You understand what I'm telling? Don't expect. The Shvatim went wrong. Not Yaakov Avinu. The Shvatim went wrong. And Yaakov Avinu obviously was Mishaya that the Shvatim von Gedaft, they were on the Madrega of being able to deal with it. In fact, there's a medrash that says that Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef back the Ksenis Pasim at the end. When he came back to Mitzrayim, he'll be Shoyoviv. In the past, I explained, that's what we say in the Birchas Kohanim, the tefillah. With some places, they took out that tefillah because it didn't make sense to them. That we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us L'chesed L'chein, the way, K'derech, like Yosef HaTzadik, B'shor Shol, B'Shoyoviv Ksenis Pasim. We say that in the Birchas Kohanim. Some don't say that tefillah. There have been places that they said that that doesn't make sense. It's fakel, also given the ganze ma'isim et tekine. So I once saw a medrash that the medrash says that when Yaakov Avinu shomar sadovi, he kept the ksenis pasim. The brothers brought him the ksenis pasim, he kept it. And when he came down to Mitzrayim, he'll be shohi. And what's the pshat in them? The pshat is that once the brothers went to Allah, once there was a achdus. Now they were able to have a different mabat on the ksenis pasim. Now the ksenis pasim was a different story. And that was l'cheinu l'chesed. It also makes sense because the medrash says he'll be shayoviv. And over here it just says v'osoloi. V'osoloi ksenis pasim. He didn't put it on him. The pshat is, when we make the tefillah, we say k'derech b'sho she'll be shayoviv. That was the second time. If the father was malbishim, then it should be. But al koponim, clearly it didn't go down well the first time. Right? Ve'ikanu vo'yechov. Or be medaf hashtein, that this was a ruchni yistik and machlekes. Reb Aaron Zatzal made an unbelievable observation. Reb Aaron, the Mishnas Reb Aaron, he says that you have to understand how oiskehalten. You know what I mean? How developed the machloikis between Yosef and the Shvatim war. I mean, the Rishonim talk about it, the Rashi, but the Parashas Strachim. Clearly, this was a big machloikis. And they held that Yosef is a roidif, and they held whatever they held of Yosef. Rav Aaron says, if you're medayik in the Parashas Miketz, you're medayik in the Psukim, you realize that the brothers never even regretted it. They never held they were wrong. Sometimes they woke up one day and said, we made it toyas. They had regret of one thing, that we didn't have rachmonis on it. B'schanenu eleinu. Dr. Baron, that even when they look back, even when they got punished in Mitzrayim, and they look back and they started saying, okay, where did we go wrong? So Rav Aaron says, they felt we should have rachmonis. Now we made a wrong verdict. Not that our achra on Yosef was wrong. Where was our rachmanes? We should have handled differently. So this was a very frum of machlekes. So when I say a frum of machlekes, so it was such a frum of machlekes. So what's tutzachda? Where did they taka go wrong? The Beis Halevi Kiyodua makes the diak in the parasha that the ikar machloikis between the brothers and Yosef was over ruchnias. Was over them feeling that he's going to try to be matchik them. Completely. They're ruchnias. Because if you look at the dreams, by the first dream, what state open? Vayasifus noyosai. Yosef had a dream. They continued to hate him. Right? But by the second dream, vayachaloim chaloim acha, and there, it's a ganz amaisa vayikanu vayechov. Zok the Beis Halevi, the first dream was a gashmiistic dream. Vine anachnu ma'al memalum b'sei chasode. It was all gashmiist. You're going to have to come on to me. Yosef was basically, his dream illustrated the fact that one day they're going to have to come on to him for gashmiist, for panosa. So that's showing. They didn't like that he made them into nitzrochim. Kilu, they're going to have to come on to people. We in benching we say no al tatzrichenu, right? We don't want to have to come on to people. Pshet nevei losa b'shuk aval tatzarech labrias. So they didn't like that. They weren't jealous of him. They didn't care he's going to be richer than them. That's why it doesn't say vayikanu. By the second dream, it was already the Shemesh and the Yoreach and the Kechovim, that was a Ruchniistic dream. On a Ruchniistic dream, Vayikano Vayachov. When they were saying he's going to be Matchik them in Ruchnias, that was already Vayikano Vayachov. Another interesting diak, Yosef himself doesn't say in the first dream, Mishtachav Imli. Why not? Because Yosef was also Makar. What's money? Nothing. You'll have less money. I'll have more money. Your money, you'll have to be mishabed yourself to my money. Doesn't say li. Because Yosef himself realized it's not a big mila to be rich. It's not a mila to himself. I was just telling, I was giving the Nefesh HaChaim Chabur last night. So I was telling the Olam, the Chabur El Yoyna, I was telling them that the morale, I based it also on what Reb Chaim Volozhiner was saying with Talmud Torah, the Yerushalayim, he ate sorry. I said that the Maral says a Gval de Gavart. He says, Eze washu asamech b'chalkai. Right? As I state in Mishnah. Eze washu asamech b'chalkai. It's a Pel and Iflah. Eze washu asamech b'chalkai. You could tell me, that's also rich. Somebody is happy what he has, he's also rich. Yeah? He has 2 cents in the bank, but he's happy. He's also rich. But Eze washu sounds like that's the only one who's rich. Sounds like Elon Musk, name, contrary to public belief, public opinion. Eze Washi, who's rich? Only him. The Maral says a hafladik apshat. Hafladik apshat. The Maral says, what is money? It's wealth. There's no question. It's wealth. The Mishnah doesn't say Eze Washiris hasamech b'chak. Ashiris is Ashiris. Wealth is wealth. Elon Musk has Ashiras. He has wealth. Yeah. But the wealth is not part of who you are. So I have $1 trillion in my bank account. Okay, true. Is that my essence? It's not me. I have $1 trillion. It's in my possession. Tomorrow I may not have it. I will have it tomorrow. I may have it tomorrow. I may have it forever. How long the Abishter decides it should sit in my bank account. Yeah. But it's not who I am. It's not my essence. It's not my DNA. He says, but Samech Bechelka is who you are. That's you. I am. Ezo Osher, who's a person whose Ashiras is part of their DNA. That's only Samech Bechelka. No Samech Bechelka. Mir Dikavart. That's Yosef HaTzadik himself realized, even when he said over the dream, Your bundle, my bundle, I have more bundles than you have. It's all mishtachavim la'alu masi. It's al gonish mit gonish. By ruchni is what Yosef say. Mishtachavim li. So the whole thing was a spiritual thing here. It's a spiritual thing. So it makes it even harder to understand. Where did they go wrong? What was the dakas tikazach? Where did they go wrong? The pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef to Shechem. Leich rei shloim achecho b'Shechem l'chovesh l'chacho. And Yosef tells the Malach, I am saying, wish. Yosef tells the Malach, as Achai Anoichi Mevakish. The Torah goes out of its way to say, Vayiru Oisoi Meirochik. And when the brothers saw him from far away, it's already licked in them that he's far away. Ubeterem Hikrav Aleihem. That's redundant. If you're telling me Vayiru Oisoi Meirochik, if we just say, Vayiru Oisoi Meirochik, Vayisnaklu Oisoi La Misoi. So we know, B'terem Yikrav. It says no. Vayiru oisei meirochoik, u'b'terem yikrav aileya, vayisnaklu oisei lamisa. Vayoymu ishalochiv, hine balach aloimus ala zebo. Vayishma Ruvain, vayatzile yumiyot. So Ruvain comes and he saves them. Zok to Pasuk, what did he do? Vayem aleim al tishpachudam, ashlich oisei labor azeh. So Lomai said, Reuven is Matzal Yosef. And Reuven goes down in history as the one that was Matzal Yosef. He was the one Matzal Yosef. Right? He's the one. But then he comes back to the bar. And he sees Yosef's not there. Zokta Posuk. Reuven came back to the bar and he sees Yosef's not there. Zokter vani ono anivo, right? Vani ono anivo. Vayoshev Reuven al abor vinein Yosef abor vayikra begodov. Vani ono anivo. Yosef is the only one who saved. Reuven is the only one who saved Yosef. Reuven did everything he can to save Yosef. B'shaita he held, he did all he could do, right? And B'day Yosef, he thought that he got killed. The brothers killed him. What's the vani ono anivo? Where am I going to have a kapara? Okay, you were the matzel. You were the one who went to fight to save him. But Reuven says vani ono anivo. Kilu, he was matle the chesorin in him. Okay, so there is a pshat. Years ago, I said over avot. Could be there's some emes to it. It seems clear that Reuven is saying, I have a bigger problem than all of you. Vani ono anivo. When he was the matzel. So I thought maybe a pshat is like this. When Reuven was mevalbal, the mito, and he took the bed out of Bila's oil, and he put it into the oil layer, he put Yaakov in his bed into oil layer. Chazal said, that's what Vayishkav is. So the emes is, why did he do that for? He had a cheshbon. He said, Memela, Tzorasimi. Memela, Rachel's a competitor with my mother, Memela. Shifchas Tzorasimi. The Shifcha of my mother's Tzora should be a pasnished. It's a ganz feiner cheshbon. Ganz feiner cheshbon. But you see, it was a tremendous taina. So one of the mahalchim that I always had was that it's not your business. You know what's going to be. He made a cheshbon. It's Yud Bei Shvatim. There's already Yud Bei Shvatim. So it's not like there's more Shvatim to come out of Bila. Right? My mother had her chelik. Bila had her chelik. Rachel had her chelik. Zilpah had her chelik. Now it's just a question of giving kovet. Which woman gets more kovet? So my mother should get more kovet. Azeh Tegahalten. Chazal even say he made a cheshbon that there's Yud Bei Shvatim. And he still did tshuva his whole life for what he did. But now that Yosef was missing, it's felt yud bei shvatim. Now the chet of me moving the bed, I'll say, how am I going to get a tshuva for Yosef Maiseh? Because now, when I manipulated the bet, I was playing with the Yud Beis Shvat. My whole rationale was, there's already Yud Beis Shvat. So that could be a pshat. But definitely, ein amikra yoytze midei pshutai, that pshutai shel mikra, is that Reuven was saying, I'm responsible now for what happened to Yosef. And L'chaira, that's a pella. He was the one that tried to save him. He did everything he could do to save him. And ultimately, v'yad tzileu miyada. So I'll tell you this yesoid. And again, it's boni on two yesoides. It's boni on the yesoid from Rabbi Yonos and Eibishitz. And it's boni on the yesoid of Rabbi Leib Chasman. Zichron tzadikim levroche. Two yesoides in this week's parashat, I think if we'll mark of them together, we could have a much better havoneh in what's going on. That's clear. That the parasha starts with Vayeshev, Bikesh Yaakov, Leshev, B'shalva. Like I say, it wasn't a shalva. It wasn't a shalva that you and I are talking about. It wasn't a 55-plus community. It wasn't a move to Florida, a golf, to a you know, gated community where you could play golf. Does it give him tzrik tzim beis medrash? Back in the beis medrash. So by me, it's a dover parasha when it says Bikesh Yaakov, Leshev, B'shalva, and then Chazal tell us all the tzaddikim. I like that. It means kipshutai. They don't want to be gesteret. They want to sit and learn. They want to daven. They want to do avodas Hashem. Don't bother me. I don't need tirdas. When Yosef was by Lavan Arami, 24/7, he wasn't misiachtas from his family. He knew what does he have. He has to shtel of Yud Beis Shvatim in Lavan's house with Bnei Lavan, That's like trying to be Maimed Yud Beis Shvatim in San Francisco. It's an impossible task. So Mamelot Nishkishlof Nishpatog Nishpanacht. He wasn't just watching the behemoth like he says about himself. He had to watch the behemoth whole cheshtayim. But now he came back with the Yud Beis Shvatim. I have my tzaddikim. I have my Yud Beis Shvatim. Givaldik. Vayova Yaakov Sholim, like the Torah is made in last week's parasha. Now I can focus. I can focus on myself. The Ragash of his kashas on the Rambam, Reb Kivega. Now I can jump back in. That was his gedank. And that's tzaddikim. Like Rashi says, darkon shel tzaddik. But Rashi says, tzaddikim have to know that that's not what this world is for. This world will always have shteris. There are shteris. In Olam Haba, there's no shteris. Tzaddikim yoishvim, v'dietz eloshen yoishvim, v'ateris b'nenemiz v'ashchina. In the next world, there's no shteris. Over here, you have to know, you have to be on call. There's always going to be a shter. Don't think there's no shteris. Rabbi Yankov always used to tell us, das shenit kin. This is when he was in the 90s. It's the news, the Zalbi Yetzirah from 50 years ago. It's a different Yetzirah. You think I don't have a Yetzirah today? Same Yetzirah. It shows up in different ways. So Lamaisa, that's what the Koftzol of Rukzishol Yosef. If Vosadol given. Now I'll tell you what Reb Leib says. So by me, it's no something. That's what Chazal mean. That's what Chazal mean. And that was that he didn't realize this Daka Shebedaka that the Shvatim themselves, between themselves, could make a whole Mapech. Which is what happened. There's no Bnei Lavan. There's no San Francisco. There's a Beis Medrash with Tzforim, with Yud Beis Shvatim. With a bunch of Shtreimlich or Kapotis, whatever they were, Uma Don Gizitz and Galeons. Think Givaldik. Looked in the basement and she sees his sons, Givaldik. Everything's Givaldik. Let me go to my room and learn weiter. Lamai said they were still in the basement. In the basement of the Shvatim, there was a Sakona Refefes. There was Sakona Refefes. And that's why the Ksenis Pasim, which by Yaakov Avinu's Hasagas, what at the Shvatim will Bitsit Kosam. Will definitely be endurance. Wasn't worried about it. Wasn't worried. Zetzayim gut. Chazal are telling us, if the shiftei kof fell prey, so every father should know that there's that danger in his home. You have to be careful. Don't trust. Al yishana bein ben abonim, even if you think everything is okay. Chazal are not telling us, don't be an idiot. Of course don't be. You don't need Chazal to tell you, don't be an idiot. But even if you think that these kids, there's no problem. You could do this for Yenna. It makes sense. This kid deserves a prize now. This kid deserves that. Loyla, you have to know, don't trust your instincts of what you think is going on in your home. Your kids may not be holding in a madrege of being able to withstand. Now I'll tell you what Reb Leib says. Reb Leib says you can have the frums to cheshbon. But if you have an ounce of negiah, if you have an ounce of negiah, everything falls apart. Everything falls apart. Everything could be good. But if it's coated with a drop of negiah, listen what he says. He says, look at, forgetting the mice of the Shvatim, which clearly was L'shem Shemayim, but there was a blickle of kinah. There was a shtick ksainis pasim. In the dintara, there was a little bit piece of the ksainis pasim. He says, look, ein ma'midim, it's a mefurishi gemara in Sanhedrin, ein ma'midim koyin or melech in Ibur Shonim. These are two Goyne Yoylam. The Melech, some of the Malchai Yisrael. Malchai, Beis David, Ven Goyne Yoylam. David HaMelech, Halacha Kamoisei B'chol Mokim. Right? Goyne Yoylam. The Kohen Gadol was from the Gedolim in Klal Yisrael. Ein Ma'amid Moisei, you don't put him on a Bezin. Zok Reb Leib, why not? Vashtein the Gemara. You know Vashtein the Gemara? It's frightening. It's mamish frightening. We read the Gemara like this, 1-3. It's frightening. The Gemara says, the Melech used to pay the government workers by the year. Okay? So all the government employees get paid by the year. Now, if there's an extra month to the year, he does well. He gets 13 for 12. He gets 13 months for 12 months. You hear? This is the king. Shloim HaMelech, Nishkefeltem King Geld. Lamaisi saves money here. Save some money. Government shutdown. Save some money. Yeah? Zok Reb Leib, so now he's going to be Ba'aba Shonim Shaloi Kedin. For what? For the employees that are going to work for the government, they're going to get an extra month out of them. And he says, and he's going to have such a negiah that he'll manipulate, and the others, Canaan, that are sitting with him. You need a Rosh HaBezin to sit on a Bezin of Ibur Shonim, not just him. You'll have other people there. He will manipulate the whole Bezin to be Ma'abish on him, to make an extra month to the year, so he could save a couple of bucks. Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol goes Lefnai V'Lefnim. If he's not pure, he doesn't make it out of the Kodesh Kadosh. Zok Tegemor, you know what? Mimnei Hatsino. Chatamayse. Yom Kippur. It's going to be in Beis Hamikdash, Mimnei Hatsino. He's thinking about the weather in the Beis Hamikdash. Das tracht er. Das die ganze Meise. He has a negiah the other way. He has a negiah. They shouldn't be ma'abishonim, but they have to be ma'abishonim. You're talking about gedolei olam. Gedolei olam. Imagine Shlomo HaMelech being Ma'aber Hashanah because he wants to save a couple of bucks. Zok Reb Leib, what pshat? Do you think Shlomo HaMelech is going to be thinking b'shas ma'aseh? Let me save a couple of bucks. Chas v'sholem! It's going to be swimming in his stomach without him even noticing it. You understand? Chas v'sholem! Shlomo HaMelech is sitting on a bez and going, okay, I'm going to convince everybody here to add a month, even though it shouldn't be Alpidin. We'll save a couple of bucks. Mishugin Kapagain. The Kohen Gadol saying, yeah, Taka, we should be Ma'abe Shonim, but Lamaisa, Yom Kippur, it's going to be a little colder on my feet for that one day. I'm going to mess Klal Yisrael up now. Mishugin Kap. You think that's what the Kohen Gadol, he himself doesn't realize it. He himself doesn't know what he's doing. He has a negiah. If he has a negiah, gone. All the cheshbonos. The brothers had a negiah. See, even though it was Murdike Oiske Cheshbon, the Mitzar of the Shechina and this, all beautiful things. But there was a Veikano. And Yaakov Avinu, that's what Yaakov Avinu didn't realize, that the Shvatim weren't able to withstand that Mashahu, that Yosef had more. Yaakov didn't project that the Shvatim won't be Oimid, and they're going to be Mekane. And now it's going to change the whole course of everything. The whole course of everything. So the emes is a pachat pchodim. Tak a pachat pchodim. You think about it, this is a pachat pchodim. How do we save ourselves from this? So we got it. We see from Vayeshiv, we see from, how do you save yourself from this problem? Whenever you have negiah, you're in a sakana. What do you do, Tak? Eich matzoni yodeni v'aglenu. For that, there's also a solution. There's a Moiridik Rav Yonis and Eibishitz, and I want to tie this Rav Yonis and Eibishitz into Reuven, and then you'll understand why everything is Miyoshev. Reuven was Fakeret. Reuven Epis, Reuven had to overcame the Kinna, right? How did Reuven overcome the Kinna? A Moiridik Medrash, which proves what Rav Leib Chassman is saying. The Medrash Rabbah says, Vayishma Reuven Vayatzileu Miyodom. Zokta Medeshraba Omar Reuven. Hu moine oisim achai. Vani eni matziloi. Reuven was on the same bezin. He was on the same bezin with the Shvatim. Right? He saw the same Yerushalmis and Bavlis that they were handling with Roidif, with Baba Machteres, with whatever they were handling with Yosef. He saw all the Rayas and all the Rambams and all the Alamises, Ala Raivads, Ala. Reuven was on the same bezin. When Reuven went to save Yosef, there wasn't one Rambam that he had brought to the table that the Shvatim didn't know about. It's not because he came to the table and said, Yechob da Rambam, as Yochel Atziloi al Yedei, to throw him in the bar, Yechayev to do that. That's not what happened. He was on the same bezin, and he had nothing to add to the Dayonim. So what did he have to add? Zok the Medrash, you know what he had to add? I thought that after I did the ma'aseh with Bila, I'm finished. V'hu moina oisi yimachai. And he counts me with the brothers. Because he says, achad oso kechavim mishtachavim li. V'eini matziloi, and I'm not going to save him. Of course, I tell you. Motu ha-psak din. You have a psak bezdin. You have a psak bezdin. He's saying, Lamaisa, Yosef counted me in the Shvatim, and Be'etzim, I thought that I'm not counted anymore. Now he counted me. How could I not have saved? Chaim Shulev, it's Kedarka, but it's all Arichas, Akor Satoiva, all this thing. Forget Akor Satoiva. It's a Bezdin, it's a Psak Bezdin. The Teretz is, this Eine Matziloi gave him a chlorokite. And Mimele, he was able to see the Rambam differently than the Shvatim saw the Rambam. He was able to see the Ravid different than the Shvatim saw the Ravid. He didn't have a Negiah to kill Yosef. He didn't have that Negiah because he didn't see in this Maisa of a Ikanovoy. He didn't have a Ikanovoy because he saw in this dream wasn't, there was nothing for him to be jealous in this dream. In this dream he saw just Fakeret. Yosef's including me. So he saw the same Rambam, the same Ravid, the same Yerushalmi, the same Bavli, without Negiah. The male of Vayatzileu. He was able to save him. That's all. That's what you see. So how do you get rid of the Negiah? So I want to tell you an unbelievable Rav Yonis and Eibishitz. More ridiculous Rav Yonis and Eibishitz. Rav Yonis and Eibishitz is aimed that when the whole machloikis between Yosef and the brothers begins in this week's parasha of Oshteit, Vayisnu oisoi v'lo yochlu dabroi l'sholim. So Chazal talk, a mile, a chesorim, mitach gnusam bo lishvacham. They weren't echad bepev, echad belev. They weren't fakers. Right? Rav Yonis and Eibishitz makes an unbelievable observation. Unbelievable. Vosendemida Ramban, by lesisnes achicha bulvavecha. Moridic observation he makes. He says like this. He says, v'lo yochlu dabri l'sholem. You know, the Goyen says, v'os pshad lo yochlu dabri l'sholem. The Gemara says that if you should never say Lech Bisholim. Lech Bisholim is what they told Avshalom and he died. Right? You should always say Lech Lisholim. A mace, you say Lech Bisholim. So the Goyen says they hated him. They always told him Lech Bisholim. That's the Goyen. But that's a verkel. Right? It's a verkel. Rav Yonis and Eibishitz says a Moira de Gevold. Rav Yonis and Eibishitz says, when the Torah says Leisisna Zachicha Bilvavecha, the Torah is not just telling you that there's an Issa to hate a person in your heart and not to tell them. It says, Nein, das ist nicht der Pshat. The Torah is giving you the mafteach, how to fix it. Retzem. Talk to him. The Torah is not just giving you a love. The Torah is saying never let something build up without communicating it. Communication is the best thing. Communication is avah. Rabbi Aaron could tell you, last night I gave him a patch. The first time, last guy got a patch like that was 20 years ago for a svoga. That's a milah to get a patch, you should know. You'll cherish it. That's a milah to get a patch. Right? A svoga gets a patch. Right? It's about 20 years since I gave him that patch. Yeah? But communication is the tikkun. Communication is not the kilkul. Communication fixes. The reason why the Torah gave a lava is because that is a way to fix it. When you hate the person, there's a kinnah, there's a negiah, whatever's going on inside of you. Talk. Talk. If you communicate, you'll fix it. The Torah is telling us. Oh, you think the Torah wants now, not only should you hate him inside, but you should publicize that you hate him. That's better. I hate your guts. That's better. Not I hate your guts. So the Rambam Eloyoy Maloy Kach VeKach Otosoli. Talk. And if you talk, it'll become this barrier. The talking is the ikimaila. Zokta v'yena snaibishitz. That's how the parasha begins. If you want to know, the Vayekanuvoy is not the end of the story. If it would have been Vayekanuvoy and they would have spoken to him, the whole thing would not have happened. Nomot geschwigen. You speak, you know, you just keep it inside, you don't talk. That's lesista zechicha b'levavecha. It's over. It's over. Reuven, I want a time is, Reuven, I got gewaldig geschwoines. Vayishma Reuven, in the dream, he heard something different than the brothers. But he wasn't Megale. He wasn't Megale. He did hear something different than the brothers. The brothers heard in this dream that Yosef's a roidef, and they'll get rid of him. He heard in the dream, Zok Medrash Rabbah, what did he hear in the dream? He heard in the dream that he's koilel me in the Yud Beis Shvatim. He heard a different dream. Vayishma Reuven. But he didn't tell his brothers. He also was over v'loyachol dabroi. He just told him, "Al tishpachu dam, don't kill him." He didn't give the brothers an opportunity to re-examine. The emes is that even right now, when they wanted to kill Yosef, if they would have spoken to him, they wouldn't have killed him. Says the pasuk, "Biterem yikra ve'lov es achay anoichi mevakesh." Yosef HaTzadik now was on a mission. I'm going to talk to them. I'm being mevakish achve. I'm going to talk to them. We're going to fix it. And Take would have worked. But Beterem Yikrav Eleim. Vayiru Oisei Mirochoik. With the same Loyochlu Dabri L'Sholoim. U Beterem Yikrav. They didn't even give him a chance. Vayisnak Lo Lamisoi. And the male, they never allowed this Achei Enochi Mevakish to work out. So Lamaise, what's the lekach for all of us? Negias we have and kinu we have, those are things, human instincts. But if we recognize and we open the door to shmuz with each other, never allow something to just stay bilvavecha, you'll be zeicha taka to fix all the kilkulim. And it works that way in all areas of life. When you have negia, if you talk it over. That's the andere vort. It's only the people that live for macht. Like the Rechaim HaKadosh says, bad bebad, they blibe. Yeshiv doimim. If you sit like a doimim alone, you end up burying yourself. And communication, that's doch the best thing for it. Okay.
So, Balabas called me up. He said he heard there's a problem with borrowing money.